views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and wow, it's great to be back. Lots going on, which I won't go into, but it is good to be back. So, guys, when I'm not here every now and then, it's because I got things going on in my life, too. So, with that said, we have a lot to talk about today. It's November. It's November 9th as we are live broadcasting this, but we want to talk about the possibilities and the energy of November. I've also called in on the angels, particularly Archangel Michael came through with this one today, and we have something from the email bag. I have lots to share with you about the 11 number, the 1111, and there's a lot of that going on this Saturday. Is that this Saturday? Yes. This Saturday is November 11th, and so that's the 1111. That is known in metaphysical and some spiritual circles as the 1111 gateway. It's one of those powerhouse timelines like full moon. So for those that are like, what is that? This is something from that perspective, but I'm noticing that there's a lot of 11s and a lot of 1s that have been coming in for the past couple of years for a lot of people. And I want to explain some of that and why it might just make some sense to you. There's also a lot of ascension, and they're calling that ascension symptoms. I guess you could call it that because your physical body is feeling something. I've felt them too. But we'll go over a little bit of that and what it is. And also, you know, when, you know, not to worry about it, but sometimes we do need to seek medical attention if you're not sure what that is. And it could be both. It could be, yeah, this is something, this is a big breakthrough. And then it's using your physical body. Your physical body is such an antenna, and it's really communicating right now these days with all of us. The emotions come through. Everything comes through the physical body. Your mind, your belief, everything that you have going on. The chakras are opening up. The chakras are expanding. That's our energy centers, sort of like a energy transformer, so to speak, for those that don't know what I'm talking about. Because we are here on mainstream radio. So some of you guys are like, what is she talking about? So I don't like to use a lot of fancy terms and assume you know all that. A lot of us do, a lot of us don't. But this is all about the energy behind everything. We did that show a couple of weeks ago, and it was really important, and I felt very led to do that because the energy is behind everything, whether you are experiencing an illness. What about the stress? That's how science and Western medicine recognize the energy that I'm talking about. That's one form of energy. The stress, you can't see it, but you sure as heck can feel it, right? And it can affect you physically. It can make you sick. It can do all kinds of things. It's quite destructive when we don't have a handle on it. So that's one way that you might relate to. And it's like, well, it's just never stopping. There's always something. Well, we're going to look past that because we want to open our eyes to see things from a different perspective, to see things the way the higher frequency or higher ascension does. Like, how do the angels see our lives? Every time they come in with guidance, they're coming in with divine guidance because we have prayed or we have asked God or we have asked the universe to help us in some way. And they are the messengers. They're the ones that come down. You know, I wouldn't even say come down. It feels like that to us from, you know, movies and books and stuff. But they really are an essence that are around 24/7 whenever you need. And I love working with them. I've always worked with them since a young child, and they have really come through for me. They also will help you follow and trust your intuition. And the way they do that is all the positive they bring. There is no, you know, looking at it from the glass half full with them. And if you are doing that, they can help you see, you know, or half empty. That can help you see things more positively, because we miss a lot in our lives when all we see is what's wrong. We're missing so much. We don't want to miss it all. And that's part of the message today. Now, if you've been seeing 11-11 or 11 or ones, or in some cases, it might be, you know, you might see it in the form of money. You might see it in every time you look at the clock. Why is it always 11 or 111 or one, you know, something like that? It's not like we try to look for it, but once you have recognized it, it's like it sticks out. And there's lots of different things about it. So there's possibilities when the angels use numbers a lot. So numerology is a great place to start if you have never looked into the meaning of numbers. Everything has an energy behind it in this case. And the ones, every time they're doubled like that or tripled or quadrupled, that's intensifying and magnifying the energy behind that number. And this is an 11 month, and you have, some people have that in their chart when they go and they look up their life path numbers. Usually when you do that, you're adding up your birth date and all the numbers, and you keep reducing down till you have one single number, except if it comes to an 11. And some numerologists are looking at that as that's one of the master numbers. That's a highly intuitive number, positive intuition. It has some ups and downs with that. And if you are seeing that a lot, or all of a sudden that number is popping up a lot, you're going through a shift. And it can be very, very positive for you. It doesn't have to be a negative shift. But, you know, instead of always looking for the answer outside of yourself, what is your intuition telling you that might mean? Have you ever noticed when you're seeing it? What are you thinking about when you see it? I mean, I've seen it come up even when I'm like, okay, it's not going to be on the clock. It could be on a license plate. It could be anywhere. I even had it pop up on something that I didn't even have the clock turned on with. And there it is. It pops up. So sometimes it's more active than at other times. For me, for myself personally, I'm seeing the 11s and 10-10, whether that's two dimes popping up or the number 1010 or the time 1010. I wrote about that a few weeks ago. You can find that on my blog at my website, which was very interesting. And we did a little bit on that on the show as well. But this one's about the 11s. So we want to talk about the 11s. Some of you are feeling things physically. We'll talk about that too. November has a lot of great energy. It has a lot of change energy. And depending on how you choose to approach the energy is what you're going to get the most, how you're going to get the most out of it. Are you scared and skeptical? Are you always finding what's wrong? Are you afraid? You want to look at that, because this energy can help comfort you. The angels want to do that. There's a cornucopia here. And yeah, Thanksgiving here in the States is coming up in a few weeks, but it really has a bounty of blessing that it wants to give you. The higher frequencies of fifth dimension are here. We've talked about that on the show, and we will talk about that because it's all about the energy. So if you don't like where your energy is, you feel sluggish, it feels down, it feels low, we're going to go over some things. We got to get back to clearing that a bit right now. We want to get to keeping our channels open, because there's lots of opportunity coming our way and we don't want to miss out. If you happen to feel like you are, it's never too late to jump on and go for this. So health-wise, the more you do with energy, the more I have found personally, and I can share that, I feel better. I feel healthier. I feel great because I work with the energy just as much, if not more importantly, than what am I trying to say? It's more like, it's more important. Like I see it, I feel it, I work with that energy just as much. And if it's physically manifested or I'm, you know, coming down with something, I pay attention to it. I pay attention and go straight to the energy with that. We'll talk about that. What is going on? And there's some that are common right now. And fifth chakra seems to be really active for a lot of people. So we'll go into that. So we have a lot. I have lots of things. I probably won't get to everything, but I really do want to help you understand the energy of the number one, the 11, the 11-11, and the energy of November, and how we can open our eyes and take advantage of some great possibilities that are here waiting for us. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the possibilities when we open our eyes to new awareness, expanding our consciousness to see the bigger picture. So we're talking about your second sight. You know, that's more of the fifth chakra, your third eye, if you want to call that, your intuition. And those number ones, even if you're not seeing the ones, it's prominent for everybody right now. I see over in the video chat, if you guys wanted to check that out, we are live video streaming. You can see that at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And in the chat, we have Candace there. Hello, Candace. And she was watching the World Series, took a picture. She saw the 11-11 during that. So I love that. That's great. We were watching that too. That was a really good series, actually. And just the collection of seeing them everywhere. So thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. Now, what did Archangel Michael want to say about this? So let me start with that. So I want to get some of this out. So first of all, Michael is saying, stop, take a deep breath, and pay attention to how you're approaching and how you are comprehending anything that's going on. If you feel like you're hitting some bumps or some challenges, stop and look at the approach. He said, watch out for the assumptions. Like, are you assuming it goes this way? That's like the old programming. You're just assuming it's going to turn out like this or that. Yeah, this energy is really having some fun with that right now, because everything that used to work just doesn't. It's been like that for the year. And it's just really ramping us up and getting us ready for 2018. And 2018, as far as I'm seeing, isn't going to slow down on us moving forward. So flexibility in finding new ways to approach something is what he's recommending. He's also saying that you might be leaving something out. Is there something you might be omitting that's very important? It could be about balance. It could be that you're pushing so hard you don't have any downtime, relaxation time. Or do you need to pick up and start working on something a little bit more? Do you need It's a balance thing. Look at how that's working for you. Pay attention. If there's something that you used to do as a workout, for example, and you know you just keep getting injuries, or it just isn't working for you, or maybe it's time for you to do something a little more gentler, or lighten it up, or mix it up. The boredom, when you feel boredom, that's a clue. That's a good positive clue if you look to what it's trying to tell you. Sometimes we just need fresh new ideas, new perspectives. We get motivated. We feel alive again. We're ready to move forward when something's different. So Michael's saying pay attention to that. He's also saying, you know, look at things with an objective eye. You know, it's okay to, you know, get some opinions or thoughts on it, but ultimately you're going to be making that choice yourself. But you're looking to see if anything in your life right now needs adjustment so you can move forward with the way you want to go. Big deal there. Another part of the energy of November is that bounty, that cornucopia that I was talking about. There is an abundance that wants to be poured onto you. So obviously, with metaphysics and with the way we think and focus, we want to put that focus and intention on what we want. Here's where the 1111 comes in. Whenever you see that, or you see 1 or 11 or this Saturday, take a moment and think about it then. That's an 11-11 date. Put your focus where you want things to go and take it off the things that are causing the havoc and the things that you know that you don't want. So whenever you see that number, a great thing is, what are you thinking about? And if you're not thinking positively, or if you're upset about something, or you don't like what you're thinking about, make an intention to shift it. Just go, you know what? There's that 11-11. I'm going to put out a positive intention. Boom. That's a great way to start working with the number if you are just starting to see it. For those that have been seeing it for a few years, you've been in transition for a few years, and doesn't it feel like it? I know that I have. I'm sure you're feeling like that. So what about this number? Now, what about this number? So I said it was a master number in numerology. It's the number of very intuitive. It's the most intuitive. So if you, you know, and like I said, some people have that as their number, because if it goes down to an 11, you don't take it all the way down to two. In some places they do take it down to a two, but you'll see that the two and the 11 run together. Other master numbers are 22 and 33, but we're going to be talking about the 11 or the 11-11. So what are some of the characteristics of the 11? This is where I want you to hear me out, okay? Because if you feel like you're on the positive or negative aspects of this, you can stay where you are if it's where you want to be, or if you're feeling some of these negatives, this is bringing awareness to you so you can open your eyes and work with it more positively. So here's some of the positive aspects. It's most intuitive, like we said, of all the numbers, actually, okay? Instinct. Big time instinct, charismatic, you get excited and passionate about things, dynamic and capable, okay? You can set a concrete goal and you can do it, you know? It's associated with faith and psychic ability, okay? That's positive aspects. Negative aspects. Now, everybody that even has the positive ones, sometimes we do feel the negative ones as well. So don't feel like, oh, you know, that's it for me. But more than likely, a lot of people that are brand new to this, you probably start off feeling some of these, but you can change that. So this is where we're opening our eyes, okay, for November here. And November's energy is really about this, magnified, but this is year-round with the 11s. So negative, it's anxiousness, okay, if it's having a negative aspect with you, shy, stressed, oh, there's that word stressed again, conflicted, scattered, can't get your mind to focus. Yep. You can actually work with the 11 more positively with intention, and all you need to do is ask the angels. You don't have to ask angels if that's not your way of doing it. I like working with them. They're always a positive for me. But when I do that, I just say, Michael, if I feel scattered, I'm getting that. I'll say, Michael, can you shift that for me a little bit? Can you clear that out so I can get my feet back on the ground? One of these things that I have found that works wonders when you're feeling some of these aspects of it is grounding. Get outside, do something with the earth, you know, whether it's, you know, maybe straightening up your garden, you know, just go for a walk, just get outside, breathe fresh air. Sunshine, just a little bit of sunshine will do wonders. It's got an energy that's very positive for you. Things like that. Think of it like, how would you clear if you use crystals, how would you clear your crystals? We put them in salt. We put them out in the sun. You're an antenna. You're like a crystal. You hold energy. You vibrate a frequency like crystals. Think of it that way. So you're like, oh, yeah. Well, don't forget about clearing yourself. Go to those favorite ways of clearing your energy, whether it's the salt bath, whether it's to go out into the sun, whether it's the meditation, whether it's asking the angels to help you, whatever. There's so many different ways. A lot of people seem to have a tendency to lean toward one way or the other. Smudging, some people use smudging. But honestly, the intention for clearing will just let the energy shift off you. So we're talking about energy. So when energy is not the way you want it, you want to be empowered by clearing and making room for the good energies and the positive energies to come in. So that's what we talk about here. Another part of this is you find that you can't focus and apply on a goal. You can't seem to reach your intentions. Another one is you feel conflicted. You can't seem to make a choice. These are some of the ones with 11. What about self-sabotage? Things like that. Self-love. See, if you just go in and take that time to nurture, you might be quite surprised how you can shift this around. What's some other ones? Basically, you work with the positive aspects of the number that we were talking about before. And with that intention, you can shift around any of those things. So when we go into the 11-11, now we're looking at, now it's magnified. We have intuition, all these aspects of this ability to connect. And this 11-11 is what we're going to talk about in depth when we come back. Because we're in that month of November, that's the 11 month. We have the 11th coming up on Saturday, so this was a perfect time to really dig into this energy of the 11s. So we're going to go into the magnified 11-11 when we come back. That one really is how you bring your physical and your spiritual worlds together in balance. I know. That's where you can really make some connections with abilities like I do with the angels. You can do that. This is where you're going to connect with your higher self and really tap into that information that you are seeking. Those answers are within you. So this number can really help you in a lot of ways. We are going to come back with that one. So 11-11 is what we're going to talk about when we come back. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Olson-Resnikoff. Visiting Old Mystic Village during the holidays is truly a magical experience, and I'd like to personally invite you to enjoy all the village has to offer this holiday season. Browse over 40 unique shops and restaurants for unique, one-of-a-kind gifts. Enjoy holiday music throughout the village, and visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus Friday, November 24th, and Saturday, the 25th, from noon till 3. Visit oldmysticvillage.com for details.
Abby's Ski and Sports Shop Westerly is still your cold weather headquarters for the best selection of North Face clothing for the whole family. Abby's offers seasonal leases on skis, boots, and snowboards with affordable packages to choose from starting at $120. Abby's is also well stocked with lots of fleece for those cool nights and has a huge selection of clothing for your winter ski season. Abby's Ski and Sports Shop, 401-596-0375, and on Facebook.
Get a guaranteed $4,000 on your trade only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, where it's Black Friday all month long. During the month of November, CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, gives you a minimum of $4,000 on your trade towards the purchase of a new vehicle.
All you need is a VIN.
If that's not enough, register to win a two-year lease on a new vehicle all month until Black Friday. Draw on November 24th at CentralAutoGroupCT.com.
That's a free two-year lease on a new vehicle.
If you think Plainfield is too far to go to shop all our brands in one location, Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned, then we will pay your gas if we can't make your deal. Open 7 days a week, over 600 vehicles with the largest selection of used vehicles starting at $40,000 with a two-year warranty. Nobody beats our price or we put $2,000 in your pocket. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, Central Auto Group, CT.com.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
Exit 28, I-395. Your lease to qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the possibilities of November's energy, how we can open our eyes and awaken to great spiritual ascension, spirituality, happiness, you name it, just moving forward in our life. This is what we've been wanting. This is that energy that we've been waiting for to really help move us. We've been through a lot, but we don't have to stay as that, oh, all this stuff happened to me. Now we pull ourselves up and we use this type of energy and we can move forward. So this month can really help you with that. So let's talk about 11-11. Now we've got that number 11, that master number, that most intuitive number, magnified and doubled, quadrupled. And that is that's the number of spiritual breakthroughs. That's the one of communicating with your angels, your spirit guides, your higher self. Yeah, it is. About the love and the guidance that they give you. It's when you start feeling connected or seeing that number, they're saying, hey, it's like their calling card or they're knocking on your door. They're coming to visit you. Whenever you see that, they're letting you know they're there for you. Just call on them. Ask them to help you. that's another great way to work with the number. I mean, many people have this going on right now. So, I mean, if you keep seeing it, you know, what do you, you know, think about it as, oh, hi, say hi to them. Like, they're letting you know they're here for you. That's one of my favorite meanings of the number. It is that communication connection. It's kind of like a text message from them, if you want to think of it that way. So I like that. So then what else can you do with that number? It's a wake-up call. That's another aspect. It's a wake-up call. It's time for you. You're at that point in your journey where you're ready. Whatever you've been doing or how you've been growing, or maybe you were in this place and it's just, now is your time. It's time for you to up and move and shift and change. You're going to know what that is. Remember, you're tapping into your own personal intuition on this. That's important. Remember, the negative of the number was you feel scattered and you can't ground or you trust it. You can ask for that assistance and guidance. Meditation is key for this, just taking that few minutes to listen. Because when we are meditating, we're not talking, we're listening. Yes, there's guided meditations, and I've done those. But honestly, even when I do the guided meditations, they're to get people started and, you know, give you an example of how you can meditate. There's so many different ways you can. You can do the way that works best for you. But eventually, once you start to really enjoy and utilize meditation, you really don't need anybody to guide you. You're in there with, you know, your own, and you're listening. So that's one of the ways. It's a grounding. You really want to ground. Now, when I said this is going to bring those two dimensions together, you've got your physical world, your spiritual world, and that 1111 kind of is that bridge that brings the two together, the as above, so below. You want that balance. You want it to come through. Like, that's your higher self. You're listening and trusting that, okay? That's making decisions from the heart, but you're not ignoring the mind. The mind and the logic will be a participant. It works together. Your heart is your connection with spirit, and that is a spiritual connection, very much for your higher self. But we bring these two together, and now there's this balance, because the physical world can absolutely thrive when it is in balance, in harmony, in connection with its spiritual world. That's one of the things that I have found to be the most important lesson I've ever learned, is it's not one or the other. It's when they work together. So most of our journey in our lifetime, we're working to bring that together in a balance. Sometimes you just feel like you're always in the ethers. You got to put your feet back on the ground and remember you're in a physical life right now. It's bringing it into the physical life. And so 1111 can be time to call in, to tune into divine love and guidance. When you see a lot of 11s, listen for the love and the guidance that wants to come into you. We ask a lot. I need help. I need help. I need this. I need that. If you're seeing 11s, they're saying, hey, okay, we're here. Now, let us communicate with you. So we got to go into a listen mode for that. Sometimes we feel very impatient. It's like, they're not answering us. I need it yesterday. I need it 5 minutes ago. And it won't work that way. There's just no time and space, really, you know, with that higher frequency and that spiritual side of things. They don't go on that same plane that we do here. We have a clock and, you know, you're late for work or you're on time. And it's quite different there. Just stop wearing your watch, you know, one day. If you're one of those that wears a watch, you know, maybe you could take a day off and not wear it at all and just see how your day goes without knowing what time it is. It's actually very freeing. It's a little exercise to practice being in a different dimension, really, because time is different in different dimensions as we move higher. So here we go. We have angels and Michael. Michael was here. Michael's like, absolutely call on me. He's great for grounding. He's great for when you're feeling those scattered or negative energies, like I was talking about earlier. He's great to help clear you, get your feet back on the ground, and set you straight and move you forward. You know, it's like, okay, you're good to go. You've had your little rehaul, you know, your detox, your overhaul, your tune-up, you're good. But then what are you going to do with that? Do you have dreams and plans? Do you have things that you truly, really want to get to and something's always getting in the way? This energy can help you with that too, because it's all about going into the personal meaning of the number for you. What's the personal meaning of the number? What are you thinking about when you see that clock or that number? What are you thinking about as I'm talking about this? How do you want to apply it? Maybe you don't see the number at all. You can still work with it. Some people are just seeing it a lot. I know that I have. I've been seeing lots of duplicated numbers in different ways. It's like code. I know if they show me a lot of fives or a lot of twos or a lot of this or that, you know, I know we're having a text message conversation, I feel like, with them. And if you learn the energy of the numbers, they can use that to communicate with you. And I love that. That's a great way to do it. It's always positive when it comes from them. It's always positive. So when you see the 11s, here's another great way to work with them. When you might be feeling down, you might be feeling frustrated. What can you do about that? What can you do? And you think, well, I just saw the 11s. I'm not at my best. Make the intention to rise up to the vibration that you feel when you think about angels or your guides or your higher self. Not saying you have to be perfect and do it. Just when you think about an angel or you think about that higher divine love, what are you thinking about as a frequency with that? Well, how does that make you feel? This is a personal connection to divine love energy that I'm trying to guide you to. So you're going to go inside. You're like, what is that personal connection for me? And work to match it. You know, okay, I'm feeling a little down in the dumps, but I want to feel lifted. Sometimes divine love, it's not like it's always feeling super happy all the time. Maybe it comes through as aha moments, awareness, like, wait, I get it now. Wait, I've been going at this all backwards. I need to do this completely different. Don't look at that as a failure. Look at that as an opportunity of correction. As we're going down a journey, it's correcting. It's just a wonderful feeling. And I am reading, I love this because I was just thinking about this morning. Oh, that's such a synchronicity. We have Steve over in the chat for video, and he's saying, the more we know, the less we think, the more we think, the less we know. It feels like that sometimes, it really does. The more that I grow and ascend, the more I realize I didn't really know a whole lot, right? It feels like that for a lot of people this year. So thank you, Steve. That was just so crazy. I was literally thinking about that about 6 a.m. this morning. And I was smiling when I said it, like, gosh, the more I have an aha moment, the more I realize I didn't know a whole lot. And I'm sure everyone feels that way about something. Knowledge is an amazing thing. We grow, and awareness as it expands. When you wake up, you realize, wow, we thought we knew. The ego thinks it knows everything, right? And you know, the ego just needs to, it's more of that balance of practicing, that the ego can be a participant and be our physical personality here, but not run the show so much. Work in harmony with our higher self is our goal. And I just see this opportunity in this month with the energy that's here. It's kind of like it's all been building, 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 building. And we're focusing on the amazing things that are happening in the world today. Yes, we know about all the other stuff, but this is about, is the 1111 knocking at your door? Are you hearing the angel's doorbell? Are you paying attention when you see it? Are you realizing what you're thinking about when you see that? This is just a communication of energy between dimensions. It's like our text messaging with them. Numbers are fun. They give me numbers in dreams. I'll ask questions, and I have a lot that comes to me in dreams or visions, and they show me all kinds of interesting numbers, and then I go and I put that sequence together and decipher it, and every single time, it's exactly what I needed, every single time. So with that, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to go into some of the physical things that people have been feeling. And we have an email that goes right along with that. It's like timing with this email that came in for this. So we've saved it for that section. And we will be right back after the break.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show. We've got the last segment to go here. So we want to tie this up. First of all, I want to address a lot of people have been reporting that they've been feeling what has been titled Ascension Symptoms. You might be feeling different physical things. One of the big ones is sinus allergy, ears, you know, colds, up in here. Like that would be fifth chakra. Also could be affecting the seventh chakra. And a lot of times when we have things like that going on up in here, and I've had it too. Is there a spiritual confusion? And that would make a lot of sense right now. This is what I asked the angels about. Is there a spiritual confusion with where you are? Are you second guessing what you used to believe? Because this is a time where we're pulling it all out, throwing it on the table, and we're challenging our beliefs. We're challenging the way we used to do things or the way we are doing things, and if we need to change them. This can kind of conjure up some of this detoxing that comes up through and out the physical body. So when we are detoxing these energies, they will come up like that sometimes. Don't hesitate. Please don't hesitate to seek attention, medical attention, if you feel like you need it. Absolutely do that if you feel you need that. That's important. And we did have an email come in. Let me read this one quickly, and I'll, because this ties right in with what we're talking about. This comes from Sonia, and she says, I recently got hit with vertigo about a week ago and still have the symptoms. Still dizzy, off balance. Nausea isn't nearly as bad as the early stages, but it's still here. Oh, I have been there and done that, and it's not fun. This is the first time I've ever experienced this. Could you please explain what has triggered the vertigo and why is it still lingering? Is it stress or is there an underlying health condition I need to be aware of? Please help. Sonia from Ohio. So I asked Michael, like I said, this is tying in. Look at, first of all, you've had it for about a week. A lot of times, you know, vertigo is tied in with, you know, we've picked up a bug or we have congestion, the allergies. All of that energetically is spiritual confusion for one. Or the fifth chakra in communication, ears, nose, throat. Think about that. Are we listening? If it's affecting the ears, are we listening or are we feel like we're not being heard? Pay attention to these emotions or energies that could be behind this. Stress absolutely can cause it. But when we are, for example, one way of vertigo I know that can come about is if you grind your teeth a lot. This comes back from when I was doing a lot of NMT work. People that were very stressed or didn't feel like they could speak their truth would grind their teeth at night. And some of them, I actually had to work on these people, some of them had it so tight that they were hitting that sinus nerve. And now everything was causing this lockdown and vertigo, and things can just get built up and blocked up, you know, fluid on the ear, things like that. So one of the things that naturally that, and I have things that happen to me sometimes, and I know every single time I'm going through this process of challenging my beliefs, I'm challenging and shifting, or I'm growing into a new awareness on something spiritually. One of the things that I would definitely do, Sonia, is take care of it physically, obviously, because that is no fun when you can't stand up and you're falling all over the place. Vertigo is no fun, guys, if you've ever had it. It is no fun at all. I have found a wonderful gem in Manuka honey, M-A-N-U-K-A. If you haven't heard of that, it's the one from New Zealand. And when I have something like that going on, I go for the strong one. Something as a UMF of 10. It's like an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic. I'm not saying don't go to the medical doctors, but this is what I have done. We keep an 8-ounce jar of it on hand in a UMF of 20. That's a real strong one. So if it's a serious one, take it every day, take a spoon every day till it's gone. And every time I've done that, it goes away. That one is a wonderful one for inflammation because sometimes things are just swelling up and blocking the fluids. However, if you are not feeling like you're addressing the energy behind it, I feel that you have been a little bit of stressed about decisions is what I'm feeling for Sandra. So I want everybody to know that if this is kind of relating to you, she just her timing sending that in today was right in line with what I was going to talk about with the physical things. So we're just kind of tying it all together. Anything like that, you want to look at what are you going through emotionally, stress-wise, mentally, you know, what are the challenges? What do you feel conflict with? Your body will tell you. It's like an antenna, remember? And so it's absorbing all of this energy and it gets backed up and clogged up. What do we got to do with that? We clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it. Definitely clear your energy while you're tending to what's already manifested physically. I found that when I started really applying, me personally, I was on all kinds of stuff. You know, the allergy medicine, this was back 25 years ago. I was like, I had all these things going on and I don't have any of that now because I started working with the energy along with taking care of the physical. Now I make that part of it, make it part of it. Like, what's this energy? What is it trying to tell me? I have cramps in my shoulder. What is it trying to tell me? You know, what's going on? And if I apply that energy and I look at what the meaning is, which chakra is related to that? Do I need to do some clearing? Taking that time to do that is huge. And I think that right now, it's even more so because of so much happening so fast. We're manifesting fast. That's another one about the 1111. It's a manifesting number. So when you see it, focus on what you want when you see it. Put that intention out there. Smile when you see it. The angels are saying, hey, I'm here. How can we help? When you see that, think that way. And I think you're going to find that you're going to have a wonderful experience. You're going to find that, wow, they really are there. They're there a lot. And if you don't see it, call and ask to see it. But heads up, as soon as you start seeing that, it isn't really like you're going to come off that moving forward. You're in a spiritual awakening. It's a spiritual awakening number. You're waking up. You're opening your eyes. You're seeing the bigger picture. You're starting to get it from a higher frequency. So that is what the number is about. That is what November's energy has a lot about. And man, I feel like I just crammed a whole lot into this show. Woo. It's been a lot going on. I want to say thank you guys to everyone in the chat. We've had a great conversation over there. And we have one question I'll quickly answer before we go. We have someone asking, hello, good morning. What do you think about lower back pain or hip pain? Okay, energetically, hips are how we take our legs to move forward. Why are you not moving forward? And sometimes when we have pain there, we have a resistance to some sort of change or direction. So any kind of thing like that would immediately do that. The lower back is a lot of how you're supported physically for chakra, financially. Do you feel supported in life? Do you feel like your needs are met? Those are immediately what's coming to my mind for that question. So I wanted to throw that out there. And I just wanted to say thank you. We had a great crowd in there. And thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by. We are out of time. Gosh, this went fast. And guys, I'm planning on doing a whole lot more. I've been going through the changes and I've had to go through the hiccups too. But I'm still here and we find a way to do it. So I want to say thanks so much for being in this journey with me. Go out there, use those 11s and make them positive changes in your life. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.